This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
I am so excited. I just can't. It's. I'm almost like giddy, jumping off the edge of my seat. I can't explain to you how profound I find it that we are closing in on a record with the number of slaves. I know that's an unused word these days, that we're actually going to liberate on the weekend of July 4th. I find that profound, and I'm moved by that, and I'm grateful. And for every single one of you that have picked up a phone and made a gift or given online, or I think some of you have even sent checks to CSI over the last few months. It blows me away, and I can't be thankful enough for your generosity, because it's genuinely moving to me. Something that some of you may not know, it's Kevin McCullough. Welcome back, Hour 2. We are in the middle of a double match night where, and I'm going to tell you how all this works, but basically, if you give a gift that rescues a slave tonight, it's our final night of our spring campaign, you're gonna add to that one slave plus some to whatever you rescue. So whatever you're able to do tonight, friends, now is the night. It's make or break. It's like we go for broke tonight. Some of you don't know this about me, but a number of years ago, when I was on a short-term missions trip in the third world, I took great compassion upon a small brother and sister. It wasn't in Africa, it was in Haiti, and conditions were completely different than what the slaves in Sudan are facing, but something stirred in my heart that made me understand that the lot I lead in life is largely nothing to do with me. I had the good pleasure of being born in a certain place at a certain time with a certain degree of relatives that had all followed their life's path, and where it landed was I was born where I was born. But when I travel abroad, when I go to the third world, when I see the conditions that people are struggling with, I'm reminded so profoundly of all the blessings that I have. And so one of the things, and it was just a deal I made with God 100 years ago, it seems like now. But I said, you know, if you have given me this platform, this radio show, this ability to be on television here, Fox News, other places throughout the week, I don't want to take that for granted, and I don't want to be ungrateful, and I want to actually use that leverage for good as best I can. I adopted one of those kids from Haiti. I have been to Africa. I have not been to the Sudan. I need to do that. I have not been where CSI is working at present, but it is on my bucket list of things to do. But I can tell you that I've never regretted for once using my platform to help further good around the world, because it has been an amazing, amazing thing to watch people like you, listeners like you, who are so faithful to come and to interact on issues of the day and everything else that we talk about, but to also open up your hearts and to say, you know what, we're going to love on people too. And that's what tonight celebrates. Tonight is a celebration of liberation. We have been at this for 3 months, and we have seen rescue by rescue, one slave at a time, one slave after another, just coming to someone's heart and mind, and someone gives a gift, and when they do, then that life is liberated. And there have been, I think, in excess of 80 or more of you that have done that so far, that have given a gift of any size. There are some of you that have given very big gifts. We've had multiple thousands of gifts. I said a number of weeks ago, if you give a gift of $2,500 or more, I will buy you dinner. Be it in your city, be it in my city. We'll figure out the details. We'll figure out how to make it happen. You got a favorite place you like to go? I wanna treat you just as a way of saying thank you if you're able to be that generous. But friends, that doesn't mean that those of you that can give $25 tonight, or maybe tonight and next month and the month after that for the next 10 months, doesn't mean that your gift isn't appreciated as well. Because if that's what you can do, you liberate a life in doing so. If you can only do a part of that, then your part coupled with somebody else's part coupled with somebody else's part is all put together, and that rescues a life. And tonight we have twice the incentive to try to help you say, okay, yeah, I like return on my investment. This is where I'm parking it tonight, man. I am going to go for broke. We're going to do all the good that we can do, because every dollar will be matched this hour, dollar for dollar. In addition to that, another listener is going to give a $25 gift for every gift given. So not only the dollars are going to be added up, but the calls are going to be added up. And if we can see a big number of calls come in, and if you can give $20, if you can give $50, if you can just give $100, there is no gift too small, because it's going to have $25 more added to it. And if you think about this, you've heard Joel and I talk about the vaccine. The vaccine is the most important part of that gift. It's $50. That $50 vaccine is what the slave trader trades for the life of that slave. Now, if you can't provide the full bag of hope that goes along with that, then at least do the $25 in a one-time gift, and let the person that's going to do the $25 per call match, let you put your resources with their resources, and you're going to liberate a life. That vaccine will be purchased. There will be a life saved because of that. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Why am I so fired up tonight? Because when we started the show, we're 15 slaves away from reaching that 100-plus liberation point. We've never done 100 slaves in a single campaign with Radio Night Live. We've never done that. But tonight, friends, we are less now than 15 slaves away, thanks to a very generous anonymous gift from the New York tri-state area. Thank you, Mr. Anonymous. We have others that we're going to be thanking this hour as well. But friends, as we are going through this evening, it is important that you understand this is our final night. This is our last chance to liberate them before the summer. And if we don't get it done in a timely way, then the process has to start all over again. And we don't want to do that. Joel Vanderspeck is back with me. He's the CSI Executive Director, Christian Solidarity International. If you're not familiar with CSI, I use it so frequently, it's just kind of falls out of my mouth, and I keep realizing there's some people that don't know who CSI is. It's not the TV show. It's Christian Solidarity International. But Joel, as we think about this, the one thing that will keep me up nights worried is that we got within five of getting those 100 liberated taken care of, or we got within 7 or 10 and we didn't get that done. What do you say to those that have been listening for the last number of weeks? They know that there's twice the incentive to give their gift tonight financially in terms of a match, and they know that if we get all of that done, we're going to have a bull rush of slaves that are going to be liberated in a way that we haven't seen before, but they're still not quite off the fence yet. Joel Vanderspeck, what would you say?
Well, I would say, think if it was one of your family members, if it was your mom or your dad, your son or your daughter who was abducted and taken into a foreign land, and you didn't know how they were doing, or you heard horrible stories of how they were treated. I mean, would you not lend a helping hand to help free them, or offer something that they would be freed? And today you can give the gift of freedom to a family member, because the majority of these people are Christian. They were taken from their Christian villages. They were abducted and taken to a place where they're forced into a religion that's not their own. They're forced to become Muslims. So to give that gift of freedom, and Kevin, I have two kids. I think, you know, if one of them, or God forbid, both of them were ever taken, what would I do to get my kids back to my home, to my family? I would do anything. And yet we have our brothers and sisters who have been abducted, who are waiting. We can be the answer to their prayers. And we've heard those that have come back, they said, I prayed every single night for my liberation. I didn't know if it would come. And we can be the answer to these precious people's prayers that they've been praying every single night.
Well, I was so grateful because out of your office right there in Southern California, and I realize, Joel, that you even come to us tonight with a bit of a heavy heart because the circumstances in California have not gotten better. In fact, there have been more aftershocks, and there are still some concerns about even more unfurling in the next little bit. So we are appreciative of your time tonight. But I also want to say thank you to your colleague, Patty, who in the CSI offices compiled a very precise report last week for me. And in it, she included stories of young women that have been rescued this spring because of the efforts of listeners in this campaign. That has never happened before either. And I was taken by the story of a girl by the name of Adele. Because Adele, in the picture that CSI took of her at the liberation and when they brought her across and they celebrated her freedom, she had this big, beautiful smile on her face. And as I read about the details of what had happened in her life, how she had been repeatedly raped by her slave master, as she had been repeatedly assaulted by the slave master's son, how she had been forced into her own circumcision by her own hand, and all of the other torture that she went with, her concern was free the others too. Coming right back from New York State.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcome back. It is our night of celebrating liberation, and I want to say thank you to my son, who is giving from New York a $100 one-time gift. Thank you, Sharon from Grisham, Oregon, $250 gift. Paul from Mount Blanchard, $375 gift. Obviously, these gifts come in at various sizes and various amounts, but friends, the one thing that is true of all of them is that they are helping liberate those who are enslaved. And tonight we started with a very simple goal. 15 rescued slaves gets us to 100, but it also kicks in a number of challenges. It's a double challenge night. The number of gifts are going to be, there's a challenge for just the number of gifts. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you can give $100 or $1,000 or $50. There's one donor that's going to give $25 for every call that comes in tonight, just to encourage more of you to call, just to know that you call and give a gift of $5, that's going to turn into a $30 gift just because you gave it tonight. But if you are able to generously give enough to rescue a slave, then you're going to liberate two slaves, because there's another challenge that's underway this hour for every dollar that comes in. So we're going to get calls, we're going to get dollars matched per call, we're going to get dollars matched per dollars, but it's up to you to help us get there. And if we reach that magic number of 15 by the end of the night, we will surpass and most likely land in the 115 to 120 slaves liberated, which would be an all-time record for Radio Night Live. We've never done that many. Our goal was 82, and we're just so grateful for every one of you that have given so far. But before the break, I was telling you about Adele, and Joel Vanderspeck is back with us from the CSI headquarters in California. Joel, I know that you know Adele's story as well, but she was one of those that our listeners actually helped liberate this spring, and I was blown away. And I know that you were on the ground there in May. I'm sure you were as well. But I'm blown away at how some of these women who have endured what I have to believe is some of the most inhumane, cruel treatment at the hands of people who literally have so little respect for them. And yet, when they are freed, their first thought is freeing the ones who are not yet free. Explain how that works, Joel.
Well, they know how bad it is, obviously, in slavery, and they're enjoying their freedom. Some of them told me they were literally laughing until they started crying on their way back to South Sudan, to their home villages. That's how happy they were. But they cannot forget their fellow Dinka tribes people who are still enslaved. And they pray for them, and they pray that the people in the United States would continue to help free people in this horrific situation. And not only that, but the returning slaves told me, Kevin, that they're also praying for those that helped secure their liberation. They're praying for God's blessing upon your listeners who have helped them secure their freedom. And that's an amazing thing to think about as well, that they're praying for us.
Yeah, it almost brings tears to my eyes, because I think of the selfishness that we live with in the United States. And, you know, everybody's out for their own, and it's just all a matter of, you know, keeping up with the Joneses and outdoing them and doing all the rest of it. And yet these beautiful, beautiful souls. And if we could put Adele's picture back up on the screen just for a second. I'm so taken with this picture that was captured by a CSI photographer. Look at that smile. If you're watching on TV or on the social media cams, look at that smile. Would you have ever guessed that that face would have gone through beatings and continued rape, not just at the hands of the master, but of the sons? Would you believe that someone could have that kind of joyous heart after having experienced what we would all immediately curl up in a fetal position and scream PTSD, like it'd be the first thing we would do? And I'm not saying that people that suffer traumatically don't have a right to you know, get the right help for it and everything else. I'm not saying that. But the fact that they are so outward looking, Joel, the fact that they are, as soon as they have their liberty, that the first thing they're thinking about is, but wait a minute, I still know, the three other girls that were in the household where I was at, and I want to make sure they get out as well. And that's why tonight is so important, because if we can break that threshold and all of the matching gifts begin to be accumulated, Joel, we can go liberate another 20 to 30 people that we had not anticipated doing in this cycle, but we need people to go to the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be amazing to see that many more people free, Kevin. And I would just encourage listeners to consider the type of impact that they can make with this type of gift. I mean, if you're ever wondering how you can make a difference in this world, here's your opportunity.
Yeah. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We've always got new stations coming on and going off at different times. And if you just joined us at the top of the hour, we're talking about the final night of our spring campaign to free as many human beings from the bonds of slavery as we've been able to. Our goal, 82 people. And because of your generosity, we are now setting our sights at something higher than that. Because with the mere addition of 15 more rescued slaves tonight, we could cross the 100 slave barrier for the spring. And we want to make sure that we don't leave a single one of them behind. Friends, we want to make sure that we don't forget about a single one of them. Because I will guarantee you, they will note when their fellow slave is gone. They will note when somebody got rescued and they didn't. They will feel it. That degree of camaraderie with whoever that was, if they're even allowed to have that contact, will be gone. So let's not leave them behind. Let's just do the easier thing, which is to get them home. Let's help them get home. Think about the freedoms that we celebrated this week in our country. Think about the way we're able to gather. We're able to worship when and where we choose. We're able to congregate with friends as openly as we wish. We don't have governments breathing down our throats, and we're certainly not enslaved. We're certainly not, working at someone else's behest with the threat of rape and violence and beatings and being left practically for dead if we disobey. Friends, that's the life of these South Sudanese women. And talk about people that have not deserved what they have gone through. They were, for the most part, chased, run down during the civil war between the Sudans, or they were born into slavery. Many of these girls now are ones that were, conceived in a slave state, with their mother being a slave, and their jihadist father was someone that raped them to create them. But these girls, when they're liberated, they want to go home. They want to go to South Sudan. They want to see their Christian families. They want to know what their life was supposed to have been like. And friends, that's why tonight becomes monumental. I don't want to leave a single one of them behind. 888-342-1010. If you make a call and a gift of any size tonight, another $25 is going to be added to that by another donor. Another donor is just going to give, from the goodness of his heart, just going to give a $25 gift. And then every dollar that you give this hour is going to be matched dollar for dollar as well. We need 15 rescues in order to hit that magic number. Will you help us tonight, friends? It is make or break night. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Let's help the next Adele and a Chai and a Book and all of these women that we've already helped.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit Southern California on Friday night, only one day after a 6.4 quake hit on the 4th of July. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's spoken with President Trump about the quakes, and he says political differences haven't stopped any federal help.
This is consistent with that relationship, and I want to thank the president for his outreach.
There was a huge blast at a shopping center in Plantation, Florida, just west of Fort Lauderdale. It sent debris flying 100 yards. More than 20 people were injured, and two people were in critical condition. Plantation Deputy Fire Chief Joel Gordon.
We've pretty much completed the search. We believe we've located just about everyone. We are doing what's called a secondary search in the condensed area where the explosion appears to be.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us celebrate liberation tonight. It is the final push, and friends, we are so close to doing something so miraculous, but we cannot do it without you. So Vicky in Chicago, thank you for your $250 one-time gift. That is going to rescue a life, and because of the matching challenge tonight, anybody that does a $250 gift is going to liberate two lives because your gift gift is going to go twice as far. And maybe you're thinking, well, Kev, you know, $250, that's a lot to my monthly budget this month. I understand that. Can you do $50 a month for 5 months? Could you do $125 for 2 months? Could you do $25 for 10 months? Do any combination of that, and it'll qualify for the match and the challenge that we have underway tonight. And you'll be rescuing another life. You'll be rescuing two lives instead of one if you can do that. Obviously, if you can do a multiple of 250, that helps as well. And I want to say thank you to some people that have done that along the way. Patrick from the United States, and also a fellow by the name of Mark, have both given very generous gifts this spring. And it's the combination of those that can give big gifts and those that can do a little bit. And tonight, just to encourage your little bits, because, again, if we have five people call that can do $50 each, that liberates a life. And tonight, every gift that is given, someone's going to give a $25 gift just based on just based on your calling in. A gift of any size is going to be matched for $25. So just consider what you can do. You've been listening. You've heard all along that, you know, this is what we were doing this spring. And I know that some of you like to wait to the last minute. You like to say, well, Kev, I really want to put us across the finish line. Well, that's what we need tonight. We don't want to get to the end of the evening and have made little or no progress on those 15 slaves that need rescuing, because those are lives that are valuable. God sees them. He loves them. Friends, we want to love them too, and we are so grateful for the fact that so many of you have already stepped up, and we can't say thank you enough to those of you that have. But there are some there's some work to be done, and we need your help. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, what do these slaves face in northern Sudan? Well, Joel Vanderspeck, executive director of CSI USA, was just there in May, and I know that you asked them some of their stories, Joel. I'm just curious if you could share some of them with us.
Yeah, I'd love to, Kevin. Yeah, and just recently, there was a gal named Apoy who was freed, thanks to your listeners who stepped up to the plate and helped secure her freedom. And, you know, she told us that she used to have a beautiful life in South Sudan, and she was there with her siblings and her mom and dad. They had a beautiful farm, and they produced their own produce that they sold in the marketplace. But one day they saw the Islamic raiders come into the village, and they were hearing gunfire in neighboring homes, and then they finally got to their house. And they grabbed Apoy, and she cried and cried and begged for them not to take her, but they did. And they brought her up north. They marched her the blazing hot sun up into the Muslim area of Sudan, and she worked for years. Over 10 years, she had to work fetching water. It was a four-mile trek across the hot sand to get water for the family every single day. She was raped repeatedly. She had a child, a son, born from the slave master, and she was forced into a religion that wasn't her own. She was forced to Islam. And the amazing thing about this story, Kevin, is that the slave master's mom saw how badly Apoy was being treated and had compassion on her. And slave master's mom took Apoy to the marketplace where she knew the slave liberator from CSI would be, and she brought Apoy to be rescued, and our slave liberator brought her back to South Sudan where she's living now in freedom. And she's so grateful, and she wanted us to pass on her thanks to your listeners who helped secure her freedom. But she also told us that there's many more, that we have to bring them back as well.
Well, in fact, when the world got involved and separated the Sudans, the governments were glad to separate the countries and to create a Christian South Sudan and allow the northern nation to continue to be Islamic. But what happened is that all the slaves that were taken during the war were not cared for. They were not liberated, and the world did not get involved. And so it's been the efforts of Christian Solidarity International, CSI, there on the ground trying to stop this human trafficking, trying to correct it, trying to undo the slave patterns and the slave history. And friends, tonight, we need your help. We are in need of at least another 12 of you to go to the phone and to help us get across that threshold so that we could rescue 100 people this spring. Every single one that is rescued is being pulled out of something that is just immeasurably, incalculably horrible. But you're giving them a brand new life when you call and give. 888-342-1010. 888-3-
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
KMC.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We are thankful for Mamie in Colorado Springs for your generosity. Joanne in Phoenix. Also John in St. Paul. All of you choosing to help rescue slaves. And friends, tonight, every gift that's given whether it's via the web or by phone call. Another $25 is going to be added to that by one specific listener from our Denver listening area. And then every dollar that we bring in this hour for our slave liberation finale tonight is going to be matched dollar for dollar. That means slave for slave, everyone we can rescue, another one is rescued. And the magic number when we started the evening was 15. That's the number we needed over the course of the 2 hours to get to that kind of interesting dynamic where all the matching dollars could then be affected and we could possibly do a liberation of 120 people total for this spring with an original goal of about 80. And we never believed that would actually be possible. But now we're seeing that it is in fact possible. And if you're watching this on the West Coast tonight, our thoughts are with you. We know that the earthquakes are really occupying the minds of people that live in California, and we understand that. But we are also hopeful that this particular effort tonight will be able to do something great. So if you're watching in the early release, 9 to 11, or in the late release, 11 to 1, just know that it's not too late. Your gift right now matters. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I don't want to get to the end of this process and know that there were a handful of people that we could have rescued and we didn't. I don't want to get to that point. I don't want to have to possibly one day answer for that. That's not a reality that I would rather say, hey, let's get these last few. Let's rescue every one of them so that they know that they are going to be able to go home and go home soon. Joel Vanderspeck is back with me. He's the executive director of CSI's operations here in the U.S. and is also on the ground shooting video and doing a lot of the legwork of going to place to place. Joel, CSI fights the war on two levels. You are on the ground doing relief. But there's a lot of interfacing with governments around the world to try to stop persecution of Christians as well. Talk to us a little bit about the overarching goal of CSI.
Yeah, there is a two-pronged approach, Kevin. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned earlier about South Sudan being its own country and not being a border there, so there's no more abduction of Christians from those villages. CSI is an example of what we do. We advocated the U.S. government. And George W. Bush helped broker that peace agreement between the Muslim North and the Christian South. And so CSI is hugely appreciated in South Sudan. It's the newest country in the world. And we can say that we thank God that he allowed us to be able to help secure the liberation for the entire country through the advocacy work of Dr. John Eibner and others in our organization.
Yeah.
So we do advocate on behalf of persecuted minorities and South Sudanese being one amongst many groups. So you look at what's going on in Nigeria, in the Middle East, ISIS, the terror that they were raining down upon Christians and other minorities. Just awful stuff is going on. But we're there to stand up for those that have no voice of their own for the international community. And we're making their stories known, and we're making a difference at that level of helping to raise awareness.
Well, when I think of specifically the Sudan project, I'll never forget the first story that I ever heard of one of the liberations take place. And it really, I think, is so, I don't know, kind of indicative of what so many of these stories could entail. But I was told the story of Abuk Tang Tang. And now Abuk was a young woman who, when she was taken into slavery, was exposed to some pretty horrid stuff. Her family was all murdered in front of her on the way basically into slavery. She lost siblings. She lost her parents. They had killed one of her parents before they captured the rest of the family, and then on the way north decided that they didn't need any of them. When she was taken into slavery, she was instructed by the slave master, said, if you're going to be a proper Muslim for our family, you need to go down to the river and basically circumcise yourself. And so he gave her the lid of a tin can. It was not hygienic, and she had infections, and there were all kinds of problems with that. But over the years, she experienced continued what I would consider torture, what I would consider high-level abuse by that slave master, by the family, mistreatment by the slave master's wife. Obviously, there's a lot of negative feelings from the other women in the household when a slave is being raped, etc. And I think that it's one of those things that you have to kind of just be in another kind of place to fully grasp. You know, we would never see this kind of treatment in the United States, but every day of Abuk's life, that's what she faced in the northern jihadist slave master's household. And every day she would wake up and pray to the Christian God that she worshipped when she was in Sudan, South Sudan. Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord, please. Just do whatever you got to do, but let me get out of here. Just give me life. And then when the slave runner came on behalf of CSI and began to do her negotiation, and she was eventually freed, she was able to come to the CSI camp just across the South Sudanese border. She was able to tell her story. She was able to weep tears of joy and let so much of that abuse just run out of her. But the thing that she told the CSI workers, she said she endured all the terrible names, Jinja and all the wicked things that they would call her. And for people that are just listening for the first time, Jinja is what they call the Dinka women. But it is worse than any line of profanities you can put together in English. But when she was called all those things, when she was treated that way, when she was liberated, her first thoughts and her request to the CSI workers was go back, get the rest. There are more that are not yet free. And so, friends, tonight we have a chance to help those 15 more that need our help. They're praying for our help tonight. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. Every gift that's given tonight is going to be matched two ways. The fact that it is a gift is going to be, there's going to be another $25 added to it. One generous matcher from Denver is making that happen. And then in this hour, every dollar given is going to be matched dollar for dollar. So it's a double match challenge, $25 per gift, and every dollar this hour matched dollar for dollar. Please call now, 888-342-1010. Only a few minutes left of this hour, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, friends, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the last several months. Every one of you that have given a gift, and we're closing in on, I think, 90 or 100 people that have physically made the call or made the gift given. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for everyone that has been praying for the people that we have been trying to liberate. I am grateful for every single one of you that have pulled for us in whatever way possible. And I know that, Joel, you feel very much the same, that here as we close out our spring campaign, and we hope that in the next couple of hours, as we are still on the air in places, that we still might even hit that 15 rescued goal tonight. But I know you have some thoughts you'd love to share with our listeners before we're done.
Yeah, I do hope we reach that goal, Kevin, and we're praying for that to happen. And I just wanted to share the words of one of those slaves that have been freed. Her name's Ellawell. She was enslaved for 15 years. And she said, "I'm so happy that I've come back home. And the time that I've been back home now in South Sudan is wonderful. No one is abusing me. No one's calling me names. No one's forcing me to endure arduous labor. And I pray for the supporters of this work to be in good health and that you would be able to help many other people like me. We appreciate so much what you have done for providing us freedom and the material to start our new lives again. Thank you and God bless you." I'll leave it at that, Kevin, the words from someone who your audience freed, and we're praying for many, many more to be freed, like Ellawell.
Yeah, and again, friends, someone in this campaign helped liberate her earlier this spring. We know of at least 15 more that at the beginning of the night needed that, and so we are hopeful that we will get across that finish line. Friends, it's not too late. Your gift right now, with all the matching challenges underway, can still make a change. And Raymond from Roseville, California, who just called and said he's going to make a gift. Friend, you're going to add $25 to that for it coming in this hour, and then the $50 that Raymond is giving is being matched. So it's turning into, what is that, another $100 that comes in because of that. So thank you to those that have issued the challenges. Thank you to those that have made the gifts. And friends, tonight, it is not too late. In fact, right up through the top of this hour, if you have not yet given, your gift can be matched dollar for dollar. And because it's been given as a gift in this hour, it'll have another $25 added to it. It's a double match challenge tonight, and we've been so excited to be able to offer that to you and to watch people's generosity, the heart of the person, be able to do more than just give the gift individually. The phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you have not yet given, please pick up that phone and make that call right now. Or even better, just jump online to csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. Scroll down till you see my picture and then click the donate button right next to it. That will take you directly to the donate page. You can be as generous as you want to there, but it'll only take a couple of minutes to get done, and it will be processed if you go now before the end of the hour, and you'll qualify for all the matching challenges. So thank you. Thanks to Joel Vanderspeck. Thanks to Patty. Thanks for everybody in the CSI office.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And February.